know, we've made it to another summer, right? I know D97, you've got like another week. Hang in there. River Forest, I don't know if I can help you. Got a couple more weeks, right? And we have a couple others in school, other places, and I'm not sure when you're done. But I live right down by OPRF, by the high school, you know? And you could feel a different quality in the air on Thursday afternoon. When finals were done, it just felt different. Do you know what I mean? Did anyone else feel it? Just like this collective weight was off of our shoulders, and now we were in this new season that was coming. You could feel the summertime here. And I know that pretty soon, in not more than a couple of weeks, this room here is going to have a whole other feeling in the air. It's going to be really hot. No, it doesn't get that hot. Air conditioning joke. But it will get a little bit different. Last summer was our first summer here in Oak Park, and everyone, you all kept telling us, it's going to be different. During the summer, it's going to be different. People are going to be gone in the summer. And we kept thinking, well, okay, how different is it going to be? And people are going to go on trips, but how different is it going to be? And then we totally saw, we experienced it for ourselves. Like, everyone is somewhere. We know now that in the next few months, we're looking at a few months of vacations and travel sports, family visits, and probably the slightly warmer sanctuary adds to it too, but we know that in many ways, we're all going to be scattered for a little while. And so now I really get Celebration Sunday. We didn't really have that at our old church because things didn't change that much, but now, since I know it's coming, I know that different season is coming, it makes me really want to stop today and really celebrate. Really reflect back on this past year, all of the work that we've done together, the ways we've been there for one another, and all of the joy that we've had. But I'm supposed to be preaching, so we also have to talk about the scripture. But it's good because this story for today really fits in. It's one of the good ones. When the Apostle Paul and his friends go to a new town, and they meet a group of women who've gathered on the Sabbath for prayer and community. I feel like I know that group, you know, that group of women who have gathered. And the one woman in particular, Lydia, she's a businesswoman, and she has her heart open to meeting these new people. And she and her whole family are baptized, and she then opens her home to these strangers, this spontaneous hospitality and care for Paul and his friends. It's a rare Bible story that you would have a whole story where there's no trouble in the text. There's no conflict that needs to be resolved or a danger that has to be dodged. It's just a story of openness. Paul is open to traveling to a new place. And then Paul's friends are open to just going wherever he feels called to go next. Lydia is open to this small group of women and to these strangers who come in. She opens up her heart and her home. So instead of dissecting this passage to unlock a hidden truth, I'm really just drawn to seeing the connections between this little story of openness and the year that we've had together. I'm thinking of the openness of everyone, of all of you who have supported the worship in this room this past year, our time together in this space. I'm thinking of the openness it takes to be in the choir and to come and rehearse every week and to share your gifts of music with us. I'm thinking of the openness of the bell choirs who work so hard to bring that beautiful ringing joy in the sanctuary. I'm thinking of everyone who's offered their many gifts of music, of which there are a ton in this room, all the people who have served as liturgists, who've read scripture, the youth who've acted out the stories for us, those who've prepared communion and helped to serve, the beautiful banners and paraments to help us mark the seasons, the ushers and greeters. We've really how many people have to open up their heart to make this time happen every week? And some of my favorite times we've had in this space over the past year, Logo Sunday and then Youth Sunday. The incredible openness of you all who are in Logos and all of our high school youth, I'm really thankful for. And I'm thankful for the way this community comes together to care for this whole building, including shoveling snow. Do you remember all the snow? There's so much snow. And there was more than once that I would come in on a Sunday morning and I would, and then I'd go out and say, oh no, it's still snowing outside. And there would be some church member in their church clothes, completely sweating through their church clothes, shoveling the freshly fallen snow so that there'd be a clear path for other people to come and worship. And like having to run home to change because they'd come with an open heart to see what needed to be done and just getting the work done. And all of the people who care for the garden outside, for the way that you come together to plant the flowers and get the work done and make sure it's nice and beautiful, that this space is cared for. And you all do that. For those who've organized classrooms, made sure we have all the supplies we need, deep cleaned the kitchen without even being asked. I love how this community comes together and gets the stuff done. It's really a gift. And I know we won't be meeting for Sunday school this summer. That's something else I'll totally miss in these next few months. And so it makes my heart full of thankfulness, and it makes me really want to celebrate all of the ways that adults have shown up to teach and love and care for the children of this church during the year. It makes me so thankful for the openness of the children to want to show up with enthusiasm and learn and be a part of things, and all of the book studies and Bible studies that we have throughout the year. And all of these wonderful teachers, I'm so thankful. It makes me especially thankful for Logos. I know that whenever it ends, we're all kind of like, whew, that was hard, we all need a break. But we'll miss it, right? We're already missing it. We'll miss it for the next few months, and it makes me so thankful for all of you who have taught, served dinner, been table parents. And as I think about openness, I really can't think about this church and openness without thinking about our high schoolers. I'm blown away by the openness of the youth, the high schoolers and the middle schoolers, and our adult leaders, the way that they come together so often during the year. I mean, weekly and going on trips and having fun together and serving together and challenging each other and being there for one another. That's amazing openness. And I'm thankful for the openness of all of our elders. We have an amazing session of elders. The way that we faithfully met throughout the year to make decisions, to plan, to lead, to head our committees. They care for the building and manage the financial stewardship. I'm so thankful. And our deacons. We have an amazing board of deacons who have had open hearts, too, to accept the calling, to care for those in the congregation, to provide hospitality, and make the coffee every single Sunday. I think that's probably the biggest ministry you can do, to make sure that there's coffee in here, to write cards, provide comfort, to visit people. What an amazing gift. And you've had such open hearts outside of this building, too. Do you realize we've had a group go every month to make lunch at the Fraternity Notre Dame Soup Kitchen? A group that just comes together to be a light somewhere else in this community. And every month we have a group that goes and serves dinner for the Housing Forward Shelter, cooking those shepherd's pies every month. Transporting the food, which is a whole thing. And then families who've shown up to serve, and individuals who've shown up to serve and to clean, to just be that light somewhere else. I just, when you really start to think about it and stack these steps up, the amazing openness of your hearts and your lives and the work that you do over the course of the year is huge. And there are so many other ways that you've been called and have been the church in and around this community, everywhere. And I know we won't be together in this space for a while. So you can look at the front of the bulletin and see that you are the church. I thought that was really funny. But that you are the church. But also look around you. Because it will be different this summer and we will be scattered. And everyone else in this room is the church too. Notice each other. This is your church. And we won't stop being your church even when we are scattered this summer. And we have some ways that we want to stay connected too. There are ways that we can do that. First of all, please do come next week because it is Pentecost. It's late this year, but it's Pentecost and we have our congregational meeting. But also we'll have a chance to come together midsummer for Vacation Bible School. If you want to volunteer and serve mid-high and up, please do that. Or children, go ahead and sign up and be here. And then also this idea. We'll be reprising our summer movie series. We'll look at the biblical text, maybe more than I'm doing a good job of today, but we'll be looking at a different one of Paul's letters. We've been talking about Paul for the past few weeks. He's in our story today. And we'll be looking at a different one of his letters and really looking at the thesis statement for that letter, why it was written, where it was written, who it was written to, what Paul was trying to say in that. And we'll try to make points of connection and have stories that'll bring us deeper into the understanding of Paul's theology by looking at stories from our time and place, the stories we're telling as a culture. And the way that we tell stories these days is through movies. So we'll have a summer movie series again from mid-June to mid-July. And I think that'll help us stay connected together as a scattered community too, because even if you aren't here, you could watch those movies, have conversations with your family and your friends. You could watch the movie and read the verses we're going to talk about and try to say, like, what was Haley thinking? Why did she put these two together? And you can begin to mine the depth of connection as we share these stories together. So invite one another over, even if you will be here for worship. Watch those movies together. Share a meal. And you all can stay connected, even if you can't be here on Sunday, by spending time with one another. Don't neglect your relationships. And by serving while you're away. Just like Paul did, was open to where he was going next and meeting the people who were there locally and being a light there. Wherever you're going on your many travels, keep that in mind too. Keep in mind that you are the church even when you're not in this building. So how can you serve? How can you see a need and meet it? How can you make a new connection? In a way, it's really an exciting time. I've been kind of dreading it because it'll be so empty, but it's exciting because we won't be in our routine. So like Paul on his travels, we can be open to new experiences and places. Like Lydia, we can have open hearts for our days and our plans to be interrupted for something brand new to happen. And as you head into this season, go with open hearts. Go with open minds. Go in the name of God, knowing that your church is still here. In the name of God, the Creator, Christ, and Holy Spirit, amen.